Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Tony Scott from Scotty Best TV. Morning, Toe.
Morning, Steve.
Got to start with Wayne Rooney. You've been convinced for ages that he's going to Everton. I've been spouting on that he's going to the Chinese Super League. You're probably right. We'll wait and find out.
Don't cry it in already.
I saw you last night on your social media. Oh, I've got 3-1. I'm 3-1 on Rooney to the Blues.
What price does he know, Steve?
What do you know? It's really odd, the betting on this, because I'm looking at the odds checker. And one betting company says 4-6. So one betting company thinks it's a done deal. Another one's saying 13-8. There's a 2-1 there. There's a wide discrepancy. There's a few, and I think the back page of the Mirror might have swayed a few people. Hello, my old China. Because obviously when some people read a paper, they go, well, it must be fact. So basically the Mirror saying he's off to China. So I think there is still a little bit of confusion as to Wayne Rooney's next step. You'd love him at Goodison, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I think there's a lot of, it's a mixed view listening to Evertonians on social media. I know social media's no comeuppance when it comes to what the gauge of what football fans are saying, especially Everton fans. But the ones that I'm listening to, I'd say it's 60-44. It's kind of just split over average that they want him. I think what.
Give me the pros and cons then.
Well, the pros are the lad's still got a footballing brain, probably better than anyone else in an Everton shirt. He's a born winner. He's still got a lot to offer, in my opinion. Yeah, he's not the player he once was, but he's still got a lot to offer. And I just think he will make Everton better on the pitch as well as off it. He will improve the young players. He will send that winning mentality which Everton lack. Now, the cons for me is that, yeah, he's not that player once he once was. We're not paying no fee yet. We'll be paying him a huge wage, no doubt about it. But we are signing, if obviously Stoke win, we will sign a born winner. And Everton haven't got that in their squad. You're looking at a lot of the Everton squads and not a lot of them. Have won any kind of trophy, any kind of medal. There's no experience in there. Wayne Rooney has won every trophy he is to win at club level. Everton needs to bring that winning mentality to Goodison, and they need to bring it urgently as possible. And there's not many players of that ilk about who Everton can attract, because the top five clubs in the Champions League next season, they will all attract a better player than Everton because they've got the Champions League carrot dangling for them. Everton haven't got that. So what Everton need to do is sign players who are just, that basically can't get in them squads, like your Morgan Schneiderlin. Them types of players who've got that kind of winning mentality in the bones, but they need to bring them to Goodison, and that's what they desperately need. The cons are, yeah, I can see why Everton fans don't want him, because they don't want that romantic side back again. They want to sign a player for 30 million. Well, I'm not being funny, you're taking a chance. We were speaking with our guys on the Echo podcast the other day, and Phil made a point. He said, wouldn't you rather sign a lad called Davy Klassen for Ajax? I said, how much is he going to cost? 25, 30 million? Now you're taking a massive gamble. Now the lad froze against Manchester United in the Europa League final. Wayne Rooney's proven at Premier League level. He will do a job for Everton for 18 months. There's no doubt about that. He will bring that winning mentality that Everton desperately needs.
If you had Wayne Rooney at the start of the season just gone by, who would he have replaced? Week in, week out. Where would you have put him?
Well, I look at players who've played for Everton for, say, 15 games or more this season. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Kevin Morales. Players of that... Aruna Koenig's played the last 5 or 6 games for Everton.
But you think he needs to play more than a 15-game season, don't you?
He does, because I think Alex Ferguson made a point when Wayne Rooney was about 24, 25. He said the way Wayne Rooney's body develops, he needs to play every single game. That's the way he is. I said, the minute he's frozen out of the picture, it takes him 4 or 5 games to get into the swing of things, the way his body is. Now, Jose Mourinho froze him out for large periods of this season, and he suffered because of that. Mm. Now, he's played the last 5 or 6 games, and lo and behold, he scored 4 goals. Now, everyone said, oh, he's only against Swansea, he's only against Burnley. Well, he scores against Tottenham. You can't have a both ways. The lad has got a footballing brain probably better than anyone else in the Everton squad. He can put a pass to anyone. He will make Everton into a better team. Will he improve Everton? 100%. And that's what Everton need to do. They need to improve on what they bring in, and that's what they've currently got. And for me, it's a no-brainer. You're paying the lad's wage for, what, 18 months, 2 years. Off the pitch, it'll make Everton stand up. And, whoa, Sam Wayne Rooney back. He's a big name. He's a big draw all over the world.
Yeah, so it's a commercial draw off the pitch, isn't it?
Yeah, as well as on it for me, Steve.
It sort of pays for the budget, the outlay of actually bringing him into the club, doesn't it?
Oh, of course. When you look at the shirt sales, that everyone is going to be talking about Everton. on and off the pitch. Wayne Rooney. Now, the media follow him every step that he does at the moment as it is. So imagine when he's at Everton and he's back in that Everton bubble where he used to love and used to be worshipped. I just think it's a no-brainer for Everton on and off the pitch.
It's a no-brainer for the club, but does he need it himself? What does he really require at this stage of his career? Does he want to revisit his past? Does he want to get, you know, swamped in that emotional thing that we're talking about?
Well, don't forget, did the same lad play for Everton in Duncan Ferguson's testimonial in last pre-season, didn't he? So he got asked, and there was no doubt. I think Manchester United has an important game that day. If you remember rightly, he does have a pre-season friendly that day, but he chose to play for Everton and Duncan Ferguson's testimonial. Went quite easily, could have stayed at Man United or done what. He wanted to put that Everton shirt on again. He's an Evertonian, whichever, any way he can dress it up, he's still an Evertonian. And if someone offers you the contract that is going to be offered at Everton, you telling me his heart will rule his head, and I think his head will rule his heart as well, because I just think for him, he doesn't need to move his family out the area. His family all live within the Cheshire area. So it's just an absolute... To come back and play for the team and imagine the scenes. I think Steven Gerrard made a point very while back that he said winning one trophy with Liverpool will mean more to him than winning 5 European Cups with Chelsea, 10 European Cups with Real Madrid. Winning that one trophy, I think, with Everton for Wayne Rooney will mean a lot more than what he's ever won.
You seem to be almost crying it in here.
Not to do with my money being on it, by the way.
I don't think his family would even move away. If he moves away, I think they'd very much stay put. But of course, that was one of the problems that Steven Gerrard suffered when he went to America. I think he publicly admits it was very hard being away from his wife and the children for such long periods of time. Could Wayne handle that if he went to China?
He's a family man, isn't he? You see, he worships his kids, his lads, and you see him every 5 minutes on Instagram and social media sites as that. He's worshipping these lads. Are you telling me that Wayne Rooney can go and live thousands of miles in China in that environment, away from his family totally, different time zones, everything? I seriously cannot see it.
Are you discounting it here and now?
Yeah. I'll go on record to say I just can't see it, Steve. The lad's a family man. He just needs to move his kids out the area. I can't see a lad of 32 now, is he? 31, even if it's put a few years on it. I can't see a lad of that age taking his kids away from him for a lengthy period of time to go and play football elsewhere to win X amount. Now, the lad is a multi-millionaire. I don't think money's an option to him. How much money is he? I think he's one of the wealthiest footballers on the planet. He doesn't need to earn 500 grand a week at China.
But if he headed to China, he would be accused of just going for the money, not the new challenge.
Of course. I think my deception on him will totally change if he does that. And a lot of football and fans and media, the deception on him will change. If they see him going to China, they go, do you know what? You got offered a contract there to go back to your boyhood club where they're building something. Now, do you want to be part of that team's history of rebuilds and getting back to the top? Or do you want to be money motivated elsewhere? And I think the perception on Wayne Rooney will change if he goes to China rather than Everton.
Do you think it's easier to make that decision as a fan than the player himself? How sort of... how much is that playing around in his head? Is it not a straightforward calculation for him as a former Everton player?
Well, it was interesting, his quote yesterday that came out in the press, wasn't it? He said, I'm only ever going to play for two teams in the Premier League, Everton and Manchester United. So that discounts anyone else in the Premier League. Now, for him to come out with quotes like that, obviously it's on his mind. It's on his mind to sign for Everton. He's been thinking about it, and he said, listen, I'm going to go on holiday with my family, and I'm going to get to think about it. So while he's on holiday with his family, he's going to be there.
In China.
You're desperate, aren't you, Steve? No. He's going to be on holiday. He's going to be on the beach with his kids. He's going to be having so many happy memories with his lads. And he's going to be sitting there thinking, I'm going to be missing this for the next 6 months, 12 months away from my family. I cannot see it. For love and money, I don't care how much money you offer me. I just physically, if I had that much money that Wayne Rooney's got, you couldn't part with me from my missus and me boy. You couldn't do it. For whatever anyone offers, there's more to life than money, and your family come before anything. And that's what I think Wayne should, and I think what he will do.
It's fascinating that it's such a split debate as well, though, isn't it, at this moment in time? There's no sort of particular side that's more sort of dominant than the other. There's those who say, no, he shouldn't come back. And there's another half that say, yes, he's brilliant like you for this football club.
I can understand the both sides of it. I really can. The Evertonians that don't want him back, they want to see Everton sign better players who were at their peak and lads with more pace. And but Evertonians got to realise that they've got to learn to walk before they can run. They can't just throw £35 million players out willy-nilly and say, oh, we'll have a right-back for him and we'll have a centre midfield, we'll have a number 10 for £40 million. You can't do that basically because of the Financial Fair Play League. But you to climb that ladder, you've got to gradually do it. And by signing the likes of a Wayne Rooney and players of that ilk, you're making steps there. Where you can't, like it was alarming for me when Everton got beat against Arsenal. Now Everton are looking to try and catch Arsenal this maybe next season. Both of them are in the Europa League. They finished 14 points in the end. It was alarming when you consider about two or three games to go. Everton could have feasibly leaped over Arsenal, but in the end, Everton went to Arsenal on the last day, ended up finishing 14 points behind them, ended up getting beat 3-1 with 10 men for 75 minutes, and they basically took the best players off for the second half of the cup final. So that was an alarming, that leap that Everton need to do to try and overtake Arsenal, to try and get them Champions League spots, to even make fifth or sixth even. So by doing that, you need to sign better quality players. You're taking gambles by signing £25-30 million players from La Liga and all these other foreign countries, but you've got a lad who's proven that will make you better. And he brings that, I can't emphasise enough, Steve, that winning mentality that Wayne Rooney brings. You've seen him coming on for even the last 5 or 10 minutes again in the Europa League final of the day. His tackles, his ferociousness, the wanting to, that will to win. Now, I look at Everton's squad over the last 5 or 6 weeks. They've downed tools since they drew against Manchester United in the 1-1 game. That was it. They couldn't get it no higher than seventh. They couldn't finish no lower than seventh. You telling me Wayne Rooney would have settled for that mentality for them last 5 or 6 games. There's no way in a million years, because the lad is a winner, and that's what Everton needs.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.